Looks like great viewing conditions for the eclipse around the entire region with mainly clear skies. Now, some clouds may begin to filter in for western portions of the area during the latter half of the show, but most areas should have quite a good view of the spectacle. A strong upper-level disturbance will drop from Canada tomorrow, and we'll have a chance for some strong to severe thunderstorms with some very heavy rain. Gusty and damaging winds will be the primary threat as it looks at this point. A cold front should move through the region early Wednesday, and then quiet and seasonably cool weather will take over straight into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Mid-Missouri Valley and the Mid to Upper Mississippi Valley, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Central Plains, Lower to Mid-Missouri Valley, and Mid to Upper Mississippi Valley and Western Great Lakes. Severe thunderstorms associated with wind damage and hail are forecast to impact parts of the Mid-Missouri Valley east-northeastward into the Mid to Upper Mississippi Valley this afternoon and evening. A low-amplitude cyclonic flow pattern will be in place across the north-central United States this afternoon as an upper-level trough moves into the central plains. At low levels, the jet maxima is forecast across Iowa during the morning. A cluster of elevated storms may be ongoing near the exit region of the low-level jet in north-central Iowa and southern Minnesota at the start of the day. This convection is forecast to move eastward into the western Great Lakes region by midday and could be associated with a marginal severe threat. An outflow boundary may be left behind across parts of northeast Nebraska and Iowa, which could be the focus for surface-based convection development during the mid to late afternoon. Taking a look at tropical developments for the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, says an Air Force Reserve Unit Hurricane Hunter aircraft investigating the remnants of Harvey found that the system still lacks a well-defined center of circulation, and so far there's no indication of winds to tropical storm force. Satellite images indicate the associated showers and thunderstorms have changed little in organization since earlier yesterday. Gradual development of this system is possible, and it could become a tropical cyclone once again while it moves west-northwestward across the northwestern Caribbean Sea near the northern coast of Honduras during the next couple of days. Satellite data indicates there's a trough of low pressure located a couple of hundred miles north of the Dominican Republic and is producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms with some strong winds on its northeast side. Environmental conditions are expected to be unfavorable for the development of this system during the next day or two, but they could become slightly more conducive for development by midweek when the system is near the northwestern Bahamas or Florida. A large area of cloudiness and disorganized thunderstorms is located about 900 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands and associated with a trough of low pressure. This system is currently embedded in a dry air mass, and upper-level winds are expected to become too strong to support development in a day or so. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the upper 80s. In Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of showers and storms early. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 80. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1916. Normal minimum temperature is 59 degrees with a record of 42 set in 1977. Sunrise and sunset data for today, April the 21st, 2017. Sunrise at 6:08 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:47 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy dense fog this morning, otherwise sunny and rather hot with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy, some patchy fog overnight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy dense fog this morning, otherwise sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with some patchy fog. It'll be humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, patchy dense fog in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, highs in the low 80s. For tonight, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy with patchy fog overnight. lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy dense fog in the morning, otherwise sunny and hot with highs in the mid-80s, mostly clear in the evening, then partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy dense fog this morning, sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s this afternoon, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy, warm and muggy with lows in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Some could be strong to severe. Highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Highs in the mid-70s to near 80. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the low and mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.